morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Tilly Freed. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 26th. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Monday evening, the Political Science Department hosted an event with Democratic candidate for Illinois' 9th Congressional District, Phil Andrew. Andrew answered students' questions and discussed his experience as a mass shooting survivor. Chefs and restaurateurs alike gathered Saturday for the annual Bain Chet Awards. The awards highlight the Chicago culinary scene and honored Indani, an Indian restaurant in River North, and the Chef of the Year, John Manison. Marimar Martinez, who was shot 5 times by a Border Patrol agent in Chicago last fall, called for the release of evidence in her case, in which she was first charged, then cleared. Border Patrol officer Gregory Bovino, along with some of his agents, are expected to leave Minneapolis today. The move comes as President Trump's first sign of relenting after the second fatal shooting in the city over the past month. A massive winter storm swept the country over the weekend, with heavy snow in over a dozen states. Now, meteorologists report a surge of Arctic air that will move through the Southeast, Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast regions, bringing dangerously cold temperatures. On Sunday, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, pushed back against the demands that the United States placed in order to resume oil production. Rodriguez has struggled to keep both Venezuelan citizens and the White House happy since the removal of former leader Nicolas Maduro in the beginning of January. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Tilly Freed. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning with another edition of The Daily Cat.